I assume he is already in Hot Springs, Arkansas. It is Rudolph Brisset, the trainer of Quip. Rudolph, thanks for some time today on the program.
Thank you, guys.
Are we in Hot Springs?
Oh, yeah. We've been there for a week. So we shipped last Friday, and we settled in Saturday morning, and we've been here for a week.
All right, so let's talk about that, Rudolph, because originally Quip was supposed to return to Keeneland, where he won the allowance race last year to run in last week's Grade 2 Bluegrass. The weather was very questionable going into the weekend. Was that the main or only decision in rerouting to the Arkansas Derby?
Well, actually, the weather was none of them. We kind of start to look at the Arkansas Derby when Justify reroute to the Santa Anita Derby. Justify got the same ownership than Quip, and we felt like windows kind of open to try to win a Grade One. You know, they're pretty difficult to win, so even more difficult after the Triple Crown. So we thought with maybe a little shorter field and then an extra week, it could be a good spot to try to win a Grade One.
Yeah, of course, very important to get the Grade One win. So bypassing the Grade Two, Justify comes out, is the reason for the reroute. It took him a while off a good two-year-old campaign, Rudolph, to get back to the races. Was this the plan to debut him so late in the season on the trail, or did you want to get him back to the races earlier?
No, we were having in mind mid-February, and then the horse come back to us around December 20, I think, and come back in great shape, but we were dealing with a pretty bad winter weather-wise in Fairground, so it got a little tough to get him on a schedule than what we want. So we lost couple. I mean, we actually passed one breeze, and then we got couple things make us push it to that weekend March 10, and then but we were waiting for the horse to show us all the right sign too, you know. So that's how we land on that weekend, and we picked up that race in Tampa.
Well, it worked out because he was sensational in that Tampa Bay Derby. Did you expect as good an effort as he gave you that afternoon when you brought him over there to the racetrack at Tampa?
Yeah, of course. I mean, you when you run that kind of level, you try to run off with a chance to win. You don't really want to look at the paper and said, okay, I'm going to finish fourth. So you have in your mind, the horse deserves a shot in that spot. He showed us in the morning, and in his previous race, he got some quality and some class. So now he was, our job was to bring him fit enough to be able to perform his best. And, we got a good trip, and he really showed his ability, you know.
There doesn't appear to be a ton of speed in the Arkansas Derby. You would think one of the Asmussen horses, the number 3 Tenfold, will certainly be out there early, and maybe Machismo, who was running back off the week from the Bluegrass. The plan to just let Quip do what he does best and be on or close to the lead in the race?
Well, I mean, I think you just describe pretty good what everybody saw on paper. I mean, we won't take him back, and we just I think we see how the break play, and then from there, Florent will adjust. Depends on what the inside is doing. You know, we feel like we have a pretty good draw, and we can have a good look at what's going on after. Right of a mile, you know.
How is he trained? Have you noticed a difference in his training from before the Tampa Bay Derby up Is there any difference leading up to the Tampa Bay Derby than leading up to this race, or has he been, after the hiccup earlier in the year, has he been on a steady schedule since?
No, he's been on a steady schedule. Everything went pretty smooth. No complaint about that, and he's a pretty cool horse to be around. You know, we got him a little bit all over the place the past couple months, and he's been handling everything very good. You know, so no, all light are green.
He has 50 Kentucky Derby points. That's going to be more than enough to get him into the starting gate in 3 weeks at Churchill Downs. Does that take some of the pressure off tomorrow, because you know that he doesn't have to win? He doesn't even really need to have to run second. He's got his points. Does that take a little pressure off tomorrow, or does the fact that this race is a grade one still hold a lot of weight? And I mean, obviously you want to win every race you're running, but is there a little less pressure because you have the points?
Well, let's put it this way. I think right now we're not thinking about the Kentucky Derby. We know more than likely in already. So the goal is to win a grade one. So, I mean, I don't like to, we don't put our head ahead of ourselves too much. You know, I think we're going to take this one on Saturday and try our best to win that grade one, which it's a very, very important race. And then after Saturday, we can, you know, sit down and see how, you know, come up with a plan for the next 3 weeks. But like, really right now, it's to get focused on Saturday.
It looks like Quip will be the third choice in the wagering behind Solomini and Magnum Moon. Do you have anybody else in there? I know you're like most trainers, you're afraid of all of them when they go over there. Is there another horse, maybe an outside the box thinking horse you're keeping an eye on in the Arkansas Derby?
Well, I think Tenfold is very intriguing us. You know, it's another case of us who run for the first time this year. He's 2-4-2. I think his numbers are pretty solid. He's got two runs over the track. He won first time out going two turn. I think it's a very intriguing horse. He's got some tactical. I would say if someone out the box could show up, maybe him.
All right, well, best of luck on the Arkansas Derby. Rodolphe, hopefully we'll see you in 3 weeks in the Kentucky Derby.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your time, guys.